gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sad, old, elderly shut-in that I am, I woke up this morning and realized, oh, it's Wednesday.
Steffi. Oh,
what's that God. Heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
The
hump days with Hal Sparks?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, take me. It's a good day to be Hal Sparks and Stephanie Miller.
I know.
Happy, clappy, little bro.
Bro, happy, clappy, little bro. Literally, my hands are swollen from high-fiving myself. Like over there, literally.
Is that your story?
I'm sticking to it. At least I have to use two. Yeah. What I do is, when they both go numb, it's like a group of strangers.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's like being on a Japanese subway. What? But I, you know, in all honesty, like it started, like last week started with the Republicans officially running on two platforms. Horrible, obvious race baiting,
yes.
And the disintegration of Medicare, Medicaid, yes. And every
and oddly and not
Social
popular.
Security. Huh? Go figure.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, which I was shocked you guys weren't out of town.
I know. Exactly.
It's amazing.
You're like, this is when I fill in.
How did that happen?
I know.
Right. How does Mitt Romney or Donald Trump or any of these Nimrods stand across from the?
We were saying the shortest press. Debates ever. I killed old Bin Laden.
Yeah, right.
You didn't.
Right, yeah.
Good night. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, kids, Hal Sparks, sexy liberal.
Yes.
Mm. Someone gave us a word that I don't know if you know this. There's a lot of fast, you know, breaking details coming out about this whole operation,
right.
And they did find his bucket list, and seeing the sexy liberal show was on there,
oh.
Which is very sad.
No.
For him.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Syracuse.
Bin Laden was going to try to make it to Syracuse for a Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks and
but he couldn't get Pakistani Airlines to provide him with a plane ticket and a disguise.
And it's hard to fit a human shield into a, you know, carry-on.
Exactly,
so,
right, yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Sir, you're going to have to return to your seat, please. She always has to be in front of me. No, she can't be in front of you for all the time. You won't be able to see the movie. Well, that's a good point.
It's tough to get a 7-foot-tall guy with
a dialysis machine
and a human shield,
right, yeah.
Onto a flight to Syracuse.
I'm surprised we can't have any footage of him jogging around the compound.
Probably mostly have to take puddle jumpers to Syracuse. And
yeah,
you just
right.
Can't.
There's no direct flights.
No.
From a bada bod.
I'm getting a phlegmy laugh again from chuckling at Right Wing World. Oh, Judge Napolitano.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing that audio in Right Wing World.
They lost their minds.
I know. Again, when you come at the point of view, from the point of view that the president can do nothing. I mean, people used to call it Bush derangement syndrome and that we were Bush bashers. Remember, that was the big phrase. You're Bush bashing. If you bring up a single detail about how something he did was not... well done.
Yes. Right. And when this happened, you're like, how are they going to? They can't possibly say how is this bad? They did it.
Oh, yeah.
They did it. This is bad for America.
Yeah.
Killing Osama bin Laden. Huh?
And he puts him on the same plane. He puts Osama bin Laden on the same plane with Bradley Manning.
Yep.
And every other major world leader, both allied or that were for or against.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I was doing this to just very cleanly get to the plugs without it seeming obvious, which now it is. That the Sexy Liberal Show will be in Syracuse Saturday, May 14th, Raleigh-Durham Saturday, June 4th, Minneapolis Saturday, June 18th, Boston Saturday, July 16th, and many more dates to be announced.
Oh, it's very exciting.
It's like a Navy SEAL operation. We have more dates.
Yeah.
We just can't tell you yet, or we'd have to kill you.
We have to drop in. We have to tell. We do, for the record, we just let the Pakistani government know that we did the Sexy Liberal Show in Madison a couple weeks ago.
I was telling the part of the story yesterday where the president, you know, I had this meeting and wanted to think about it overnight and what option to choose. I was just wondering if Michelle rolled over and went, what are you thinking about?
Oh, yeah, right.
And if he had to say,
nothing.
I could tell you, but then I would have
to kill you. Right.
Literally. I love you.
Right.
Or that. The children to have a mother, but I literally can't tell you.
I can't.
Why are you being so distant?
Right.
What are you thinking about? Penny for your thoughts.
You seem preoccupied. Well, it's my speech at the correspondence dinner and the fact that my opponents are trying to dissolve any kind of help for any person over the age of 70 they just want them to die in the streets. Oh, and I think I know where Osama bin Laden is, but I won't know for sure until I send people to kill him.
See, this is why I can never be president. Because, you know, well, you know this. I ask entirely too many people for advice about everything.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, David Bender said my whole life is like a radio show. Like, I have all my friends on line 3, on line 4.
Right.
What
yeah,
do you
true.
Think? Yeah. I would have to call all of them and ask what they think.
Right.
I don't know how news slipped out somehow. About
yeah.
Right. What do you think? The brother or daughter? Did we do the thing?
Yeah.
Or what? Or a bomber? What do you think? But if we...
Yeah, two things that don't go well together is SEAL Team 6 and a phone tree.
All right. Anyway, Ticketmaster for all those upcoming shows. And we're not... This is not hyperbole. Their tickets are flying out the door.
Yeah.
You must go now.
That's
particularly
true.
For the next show coming up in Syracuse, May 14th.
Yep.
That Bin Laden, sadly...
Will not be.
Yeah, on his bucket list, along with inventing a bulletproof eye, which sadly also too late.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He got the Navy SEAL eye test. Better or worse now? Better or worse?
Holy smokes.
A little worse now. Okay. Now it's much, much worse.
I think it looks like an A. No, it's a V. It's upside down. Two Z's.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Wow.
Hey, you see?
This is so wrong.
Okay.
But he didn't die. You know, the president and SEAL Team 6 and every military person who's been hunting Bin Laden for the last 20 years faked it.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yes.
All of these deathers who are saying that he's not really dead
are
saying
we
that
say
Navy
a joke.
SEALs are lying.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the what's the new bumper sticker for 2012? It just says "Got him with the O is the Obama."
you posted that on your Facebook page on Sunday.
Of course I did. I was up all night posting.
It's interesting to me that while Sarah Palin is putting crosshairs on her political opponents, Barack Obama not only does not, but actually supplies the genuine use of such an item for people who are opponents to all of mankind.
Yes.
To exactly. all innocent men, women, and children everywhere.
Hey, look at who
figure.
I got a letter from.
Who?
It's I think it's Lurleen's husband who only writes in the subject line and can't figure out how to get the big box.
Lurleen!
Damn it! I told you about it. Next time I got to write that liberal hole.
Hold that up to the camera.
I need...
Yeah.
To know how to get into the big box.
That's all subject line.
So I can say some more nasty stuff. Okay, this is I don't know if it's M something. I don't know. There's no name. M blah 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 blah. Somebody.
Your husband is dumb as a stump. All right, try again.
I could tell, and you could tell he was so frustrated when he hit the. How do I?
Because the subject line will only allow you to write so
we
much.
We just feel
right?
that he blames his wife, who we think is named Lurleen. We don't know why.
Okay.
For everything in his life, including his inability to get
into the big box.
Lurleen! Put my return key back on this computer. Come back here with that return key. I cannot...
Stop messing with me, Lurleen!
You took my
what I told you!
It's bad enough I can't do a separate sentence. But I can't even... You took my tab key. I cannot do tab delineated movements from field to field. And the mouse, God knows what happened to that. There's just a cord and a USB cable with nothing.
She needed the tab key to fix the blender.
Totally.
You know, there was a button that came off the blender. She just needed a button.
We think Lurleen is a bit of a prankster.
Yeah.
That's what we think. Maybe she got wanted a cat toy, like a mouse, and connected that to his computer, like an actual mouse.
Lurleen! Lurleen!
Buddy, Lurleen! All right, so it says simply, so it's wrong to waterboard the enemy, but okay to kill them. You are Two-Face. Yes. Yes, it's wrong to waterboard, but yes, okay to kill Bin Laden. Thank you, Lurleen's husband. Yes.
See, for
that's
them,
correct.
They only see things in black and white. They don't see shades of gray and nuance, and that, you know, Osama bin Laden may be different than the average run-of-the-mill person that would just take off, you know.
Snatching somebody off the street in Afghanistan with no particular reason, throw him in a prison that's been modified from a prison that the ruler of that country we took out used to torture their own people, and then just continue the
torture. We will get to this later, but... of course, out there with a bald-faced lie that we got this information through waterboarding, which we did not!
Right.
Okay.
Which Senator Dianne Feinstein confirmed yesterday.
Here's why I'm a little bit proud of Lurleen's husband, though, can I just say, for one second, because, you could tell in his frustrations toward the end of the subject line, where you know that he feels desperation and panic setting in and
sure.
starts to white knuckle it. He figured out how to just write U with a U and then R with just an R and then 2 with the number. You are Two-Face. And you could tell he couldn't get the D Two-Faced. So that Lurleen probably, you know, felt the brunt of that fury.
See, I don't know that you would, I don't know in that circumstance that you would immediately assume that he just learned to do that. I think maybe he just wrote that from his phone while parked in a pickup truck across from a children's playground with his pants around his ankles. You know, like that Republican
a lot of conjecture here.
You know, I'm just saying, I have no evidence of this.
We don't know.
But I'm going on anecdotal evidence.
All right.
I waterboarded somebody, and they told me that that's what this guy does on the weekend. Of course, I told them that I would stop waterboarding them if they told me that that's what that guy does on the weekend.
Oh,
but still, it's information that I got from the suspect.
All right. All right, wing friends. Oh, Sue in Rockville sends the new Fox News headline yesterday. Obama kills homeless religious man with kidney disease.
Yep.
Because they have to find a way to make it bad.
I see. Right. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. You know,
he wasn't homeless, though. He had $1 million McMansion in Pakistan, you know, less than three blocks from a military academy.
You know what, though? You would think that $1 million would buy a better mansion than that.
Not there, though. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And again, he was skimming off the top. He was the money guy for Al-Qaeda, and he was skimming for his own soft experience. While these guys are crapping in a bucket and using, you know, recycled bullets that they're digging out of concrete.
Right. Here's the one thing I know, is that now I've realized the other brilliance of this plan. You see, if they'd done a drone or a bomb, they wouldn't have, A, been able to be sure it was him, and then also this treasure trove of information.
Right.
And my point in all of this is that now they're going through the hard drives and whatever, and I hope he got carbonite. That's all I'm saying.
Right, because they'd have the key to his...
That was a long way to go around for a carbonite plug.
I backed up. I did a U-turn. I came back around. I was like in the loading zone at LAX, and then I backed up for that. Okay. Yes, wouldn't that be hilarious if he got carbonite?
The loading zone is for carbonite users only.
Type Stephanie in the box. All right, you know, kids, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Get carbonite. As we become more mobile, we take more risks. We take our laptops wherever we go, but laptops accidentally get left at the airport. Airport security is going to get even worse, obviously. About 2 million laptops are stolen every year. A lot of them, you know, accidentally left at airport security.
Yep.
You know, if you're in a hurry and you're blah, blah, blah. If you have carbonite, you have everything in there. You can replace your computer, but you can't replace all that stuff you got in there. So carbonite, hello, $59 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, it includes anywhere, anytime access. So you can even, if you're a, you know, tomcat like Hal Sparks and God knows where you are. You have your iPad.
You wake up in a strange city.
Exactly. With a strange woman's underwear in your bag. There's your iPad with your free carbonite app.
Uh-oh.
All right. Oops, shared too much once again.
No,
carbonite.com.
There's nothing strange about the city. I know I'm in the same city I started out in. I don't know what kind of...
Most of the time.
Yeah, knocked out, stuffed in the trunk, across the border, dating like you
sometimes.
Have.
Sometimes you don't see what city it is because there's underwear over your head.
Wow.
Go to a thong.
I'm on stage.
Is covering
sometimes
one
that
eye.
Happens. That's why you yell "Hello, Cleveland!" so that if anybody corrects you, you know you've
All
been.
Right.
Yeah.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, not you, Bin Laden. Everyone else. There is totally something wrong with your head. What is with our gruesome humor?
I know. Well, you know.
It's Hal Sparks' Prince imitation. It brings it out in me.
It
makes me giddy.
Awaken my boudoir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
No!
25 minutes. That's what Bin Laden said. Yeah.
Ow!
All right, kids.
Wow.
Sorry. This is, it's a little listener comedy. Richard in Orange writes, location, location, location. Yeah, it's a real estate ad from Bada-Bada.
Oh.
Which, by the way, you tweeted something about that.
Oh, yeah. If we found Bin Laden in Abbottabad, maybe we should look for al-Zawahiri in Castellistan. Thank you.
Location, location, location. Smart and functional compound for sale in downtown Abbottabad. Very close to the military training headquarters. Quick sale requested by recently widowed Shield. Buyer will be responsible for adding telephone, internet, and TV lines, and for removal of the ruins of a large helicopter in the courtyard. Estate also needs thorough cleaning. Thank you, Richard, for sending along that real estate ad from Abbottabad. I just like saying Abbottabad.
You know what the last thing that went through Osama bin Laden's brain
Mine?
Before he died?
Mm-hmm.
It depleted uranium. Thank you. Wow. I'm just
trying out stuff for the next sexy liberal comedy
totally
tour.
Totally, just float these things.
Mm-hmm. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Everyone can play. Anika and Eureka. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yes, I would like to say Osama bin Laden here one day has been gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, everyone can play.
It's
hey, yeah, bad.
Bad. Says VRCMDR in the chat room.
Hey, yeah, bad. Bad. So, yeah, a little bit of confusion about what actually happened, obviously. So officials are now saying bin Laden's wife was injured, shot in the leg. It was a separate woman that was killed. So, changed some...
Well, interestingly enough...
In all the excitement.
If you look at, Rachel did a breakdown of the details that were coming out. And a lot of them don't crisscross. They say, the original details were a man used a woman as a human shield. She was killed in that process. Later, people assumed that that man was Osama bin Laden, but it was not. That was something people made. That was nothing that the news actually put out there.
Right.
And then they had never said that Osama bin Laden had actually had a gun in that process, just that there had been a firefight.
No, I love that. That was my favorite, that he resisted, but he might not have had a gun. I'm going, what did he do, that, party thing? With his fingers?
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, whoops.
I'll tell you what he did, his version of resistance, which is, I'll stay upstairs, you guys take the bullets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he survived as long as he had. I mean, that's the nature of a lot of, hierarchical
cowards.
Organizations. Right.
I wonder what that meant. That was kind of, what does that mean? They were like, he resisted, but he wasn't armed. I mean, I don't, is that kind of logical?
Bedroom,
you mean, he didn't want
pillows.
To be shot? He put his hands up? Oh, no, don't shoot me. I mean, I doubt he kind of said, I dare you to shoot me in the eye.
Dude, check the clock radio at me.
Shoot him in the head.
Wait a minute, you missed him. He's throwing pillows.
And his wife apparently yelled his name. So I think his last words were probably, you stupid.
Yeah, right. That's why he didn't shoot back, because he spent his last bullet killing his own wife. I knew you were.
How many times have we gone over the code name you're supposed to call me?
Yeah.
Should this happen?
Should a bunch of guys in black outfits land in helicopters? How many times do we have to go over this? In all honesty. Secondly,
I
should have...
Oh, Zawahiri.
Yeah, that's what you yell. Yeah.
How much we rehearse this again?
You yell Punjab. So people think I'm an Indian national living in Pakistan. They would never shoot me.
Their sex games probably included Navy SEALs dropping into the bedroom.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Wow.
The safe word was Geronimo.
That's unfortunate.
Terrible.
I need to get a little more sleep. I don't know what your excuse is.
I know.
Listen,
we're up, and this is one of those situations where, like I said, I'm shocked that you guys were actually on the air this week.
Yeah.
It's amazing and beautiful that you guys,
I know.
I tell you what happens, you come out of the closet, you return to L.A., and now news happens when you're on the air. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Something
a positive, and the Sexy Liberal Tour is burning up the country.
Thank you. 29.
I'm just saying, it's your year, babe.
Thanks,
I'm just
babe.
Saying.
Oh, feels Thanks. Like it. I'm a winner. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I like you. I don't know whether to knock you on your kisser or kiss you on your knockers.
What?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, here with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEF-1-2, the phone number. I know a lot of panic out there.
What?
I understand. There's some changes on XM Sirius. People are panicking. Listen, I understand, Hal, and you know because you've stayed with me.
Yes.
I, seriously, Sinatra was an entirely different channel, and I...
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I leave it on for the dogs, and even they were in a panic, and then I...
You would sit there on the couch pushing the same button over and over again, looking at the... And it's there.
Yes,
I know that's the number.
This morning, you might want to adjust some of your presets.
I'll turn it on and turn it back off, and turn it back on again, and it's still not that it's
and
supposed to be
there. You can write to XM Series if you have thoughts or questions or whatever. All right. What the hell? Bin Laden took little kids' soccer balls.
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
now I
kept
wish
them.
We shot them more times. Why? That bastard. Osama bin Laden and his Abbottabad. Gang were so creepy in their dealings with local children, according to CNN's Nick Robertson, that, quote, neighbors say local children who kicked the ball over the compound wall weren't allowed to look for it, and someone gave them money instead. The kids didn't have to look personally. You just throw it back. Didn't Al-Qaeda members have childhoods, for God's sake? I don't know who posted this.
It's like, if you're a kid and you have a crap, you need a new ball, just kick it into the Osama compound.
That might have seemed a little suspicious.
Every neighborhood.
You can't have your soccer ball, but here's $1 million. Get it. Scram.
Every neighborhood has the mean neighbor where if your ball goes into the yard,
they keep
you're
it.
Not getting it back.
Yeah.
I'm
and this,
saying,
and
might this have been a little suspicious.
I don't know if you want it back from him, because they might have rigged it to explode.
That's anthrax.
Like, right.
That didn't cause any attention. Here's $1 million and a couple of friggin' sharks with laser beams. Now get out of my yard!
Okay. Yeah. In all honesty, like, you kick your ball into Osama bin Laden's yard, and then 6 weeks later, here's your ball back.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Yeah, Jim and I were saying...
The ball is black and has a little string coming from it.
Exactly. I'm not sure I want to kick this.
Like
I think you just painted black and white dots on a bomb.
On a cartoon bomb.
This is so Wile E. Coyote.
What was that game we used to play when we were kids? It was an actual ticking...
Perfection.
No, which I don't know, was funny. Back before terrorism.
Bombs as a child?
Yes, it's the thing. It's the... You twisted it and it tick-tocked. Someone knows what I'm talking about, and then you would throw it back and forth, and then, you know, if you caught
like
it... when it,
potato?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only with a bomb.
But it was an actual
This is where we find out that when Stephanie was a youngin' in her right-wing family, she was playing...
Maybe that was just a right-wing
hot
game.
Potato with a live grenade.
My dad was... It was Christmas gift from Barry Goldwater.
It'll toughen you up. Come on.
No. Extremism in the name of playtime is no vice.
No,
didn't you guys play with the powdered envelopes when you were a kid?
It was an actual, I don't know what they called it, but you wound it up and it tick-tocked and it had a fuse and you threw it back and forth. Okay, someone knows. Okay,
what were they training you for? Did you grow up on a militia compound in Michigan?
I'm a Navy SEAL. I can divulge that
now. G.I. Jane. Demi Moore played you in the movie.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Someone in the chat room says it's a game called Time Bomb.
Yes! Thank you, chat room!
Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley. Time Bomb. That
you think they're selling that a lot of those these days?
I think they've taken
that
off the market.
Back before terrorism.
Yes.
See? We had many, many games that could have killed us in the 70s, right?
PRCMDR in the chat is going, oh, Time Bomb. I had one of those. It was a fun toy about explosions.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
Exactly. We had a lot of toys. Remember, what was the thing where they gave you, like, you made a white hot metal thing? You'd, you know, make the incredible edible.
Creepy crawlers.
Yes. That was an accident waiting to happen.
Shrinky dinks. You put plastic in the oven and melt it.
What you can do with a Pringles can lid.
Yeah.
I almost got strangled to death by a squiggly wiggly. That's the thing you attach to the hose and then it wrapped around you like a python.
My dad said it was too dangerous. We didn't get to play with that.
Mm.
What's the other one we always talk about? Oh,
grenade.
Slip and slide. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, or what is it? I don't know which comedian said
it. Slip and bleed out the rectum.
Yes.
Bleed out the
rectum. Slip and bleed from the rectum, yes.
There was a girl in my high school who has a huge, like, butt-to-ankle scar on her leg from one of the pins that was supposed to hold it down. I think still to this day she has this line down her leg. It's sexy as all get out.
Let me just put this of some rocks,
some
gravel up here.
Oh, sorry. I went immediately to helping.
Oh, I see.
I could put a little, Mederma on that or something.
Okay.
We can get rid of that. Just massage it.
All right. I don't know how we got... Oh, I know. Jim and I were saying yesterday that you know this in L.A., that the thing that would have... There's no way he could have hit in L.A. because if you burn garbage in L.A., that's... If you don't use those damn recycling garbage cans.
Yeah.
They would have shot him on sight.
Absolutely.
The recycling police here in L.A. You're burning garbage.
Right. It is.
I think that's the law here, is they can shoot you in the eye if you burn garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of recycling.
Exactly. But only in Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everywhere else, they shoot you in the leg, which is what happened to Osama's wife. They didn't shoot her because she was using a human shield. That was for burning garbage. Too close to the nice area of town.
Oh, I just love this headline. Bin Laden's neighbors noticed unusual things. Do you think?
Yeah, right.
Because I always say this.
Creepy compound on the hill.
And here in America, mass murderers always live next to the stupidest people in the world.
Yeah.
He's just, you seem like a nice feller.
He was good, man.
He kind of kept to himself.
He brought venison over. It was a little gamey.
Kind of a loner. Seemed like a nice feller. I don't know. He kept to himself a lot. All right, you should just immediately be arrested if you keep to yourself in this country, I think. I just done on suspicion alone.
Right.
When a woman involved in a polio vaccine drive turned up at Osama bin Laden's hideaway, that could have ended badly.
Oh, dear.
Thank God they didn't die of polio, though. I guess that's the silver lining there.
Go away!
They were vaccinated against polio when they were shot in the eye. Polio vaccine woman! Wait a minute. It's the land shark. We know this routine.
Polio vaccine. Trying to get a polio vaccine.
What's
Is that a Chinook in the background? Polio vaccine.
Probably one of the Navy SEALs pretending to be a polio vaccine saleswoman.
They made it all Tom Clancy, but that's probably how they did it.
Is Dr. Flarkenhagen?
Yeah.
It's polio vaccine season. Flarkenhagen?
Right.
It's Dr. Flarkenhagen.
Yeah, come on in.
Right. Okay. All right, so she turned up at bin Laden's hideaway. She remarked to the men behind the high walls about the expensive SUVs parked inside. The men took the vaccine, apparently to administer to the 23 children at the compound, and told her to go away. Maybe run, preferably.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what's that pile of soccer balls over there? Clunk.
Although the house is large, it was unclear how 3 dozen people could have lived there with any degree in comfort. Yeah, you were saying this was like Waco done correctly.
Exactly. All the things that we complain about done on America. It's funny that the right wing is like freaking out that this would be done to Osama bin Laden. But this is actually how these kind of operations should go.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty flawless. And I say at this point, Navy SEALs rock, because this is... I mean, first of all, can you imagine any of those guys thinking they might not be coming back? I mean, talking about bravery, how do you think you're going to... And nobody even harmed? I mean, it's incredible. And like I say, I think the treasure trove of evidence we got is probably... I mean, that was just, what I'm saying.
You think brilliant. Dick Cheney is sweating
and less
right
risky,
now?
Less risky if they would have done a bomb or a drone or something, but then, they wouldn't have had any of this stuff. They might have not had a positive ID on bin Laden. So, yeah, I mean.
You think Dick Cheney is, in an undisclosed location right now, mopping his brow with a cloth, going, how many times did my name show up in those emails? My tacit approval.
Oh, God, I hope he didn't have carbonite. Oh, please.
Yeah, my tacit approval of his behavior for decades helped this kid to. It's wow. He's
got
my personal email. We all my Twitter DMs to Al-Zawahiri.
Where's my This is just a kind of a cool military operation. Remember Bush had all those kind of macho names,
sure.
Operation Commando Eagle, and
whatever,
because they were, completely ineffective, and so you had to add a lot of bluster
have a big,
and macho.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like a monster truck. You know what I mean? Nobody ever helps somebody move with a monster truck. They're completely useless unless your only deal is running over other cars, which doesn't help.
Right.
But we call it.
So I don't know what this operation was named, but it's but it's cool. I mean, it's cool. It's like Mission Impossible meets awesome. So as Navy SEALs swept through the compound early Monday, check this out. They handcuffed those that they encountered with plastic zip ties.
Yeah. Yep. That's standard though.
Yeah, that is.
Like hefty bag. Encased in plastic! I am captured by a plastic
Twist
tie!
Don't put me near the trash! Don't put me near the soccer balls! Whatever you do, don't put me in the trash!
Don't burn me with the rest of the trash!
Yeah, right.
That's a WTF moment. Did I just get zip-tied by a Navy SEAL? What the... And they pressed on in pursuit of bin Laden. After killing the terror leader, his son, and 2 others, they doubled back to move 9 women and 23 children away from the compound, according to U.S. officials.
Mm-hmm.
As per policy, they will be handed over to their countries of origin. They did not allow that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bin Laden found it safe enough to stay for up to 6 years, according to U.S. officials. A stunning length of time to remain in one place under the noses of a U.S.-funded army that has ostensibly been trying to track him down. Yeah, they're stunningly incompetent, apparently. It's weird.
It's funny to me that... Okay, so all during the Bush years, we're waterboarding and we're you know, we're beating the snot out of people, stress positions, loud music, whatever, and still can't find this guy. Still can't find this guy. And then
well, that's what someone said. If that worked so well, why didn't we catch him in 2003?
Exactly.
You know,
or
I mean,
four, or five, or six, or seven.
No, and I mean the other thing is, it is amazing. You've got these right wingers, including Rumsfeld, saying, "Oh yeah, we got this through waterboarding," when it is provably false. The,
right.
You know, the intelligence agencies are saying, "No, we got this information through standard interrogations."
Exactly.
I mean, it's
Well, and also here you have a situation where. Literally, as soon as the president calls that behavior off, we start getting the genuine, actionable intelligence that helps us deal with these things very specifically.
Yeah.
And all these pro-democracy breakouts that are happening all over the Middle East, which is totally anti-Al-Qaeda.
Yes, exactly. Oh, one more Bin Laden compound fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Khurshid Bibi.
And therewith...
She's from Abbottabad.
Okay.
Neighbor.
Oh, sure.
Neighbor.
And this would be regarding?
This is so like after they, when they interview people after, you know, a fire by a local news crew, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the fire? Well, we were in the house making popcorn, and I thought that was where the burning smell was coming from. And then we ate all the popcorn, still smell like burning. So
I remember one story, I don't know, it was just some horrible, I don't even remember who it was, some murderer, rapist, slash crazy person they finally arrested. It was years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just never forget that neighbor. She was, he also, because he used to expose himself sometimes in the neighborhood. But other than that, she's like, he seemed like a nice feller. Kind of kept to himself, well, except for the time when he used to take his penis out and wave hello.
With
other
it or
than that,
just...
With it.
Right.
Why are people so stupid that the mass murderers are just like, what? Okay, Khurshid Bibi, in her 70s, said one man living in the compound gave her a lift to the market in the rain. So, see, they weren't all bad.
No, that's very nice of their neighborly.
See? She said her grandchildren played with the kids in the house and the adults gave them rabbits as a gift.
Like
rabbits?
Real rabbits, not like toy rabbits.
Yes.
Okay.
Who knew he celebrated Easter?
What a sweet little ticking rabbit.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about Christiane Amanpour on Real Time with Bill Maher in 2008? She said, I just talked to somebody very knowledgeable. This woman who is in America thinks that Osama bin Laden is in a villa, a nice, comfortable villa in Pakistan, not a cave.
Really? And everyone was like, oh, crazy.
What?
Liberal media person doesn't know.
Yeah.
Do you see the shots that came out of the sit room?
We'll talk about that.
We're
rambling on. All right, we'll talk about that when we get back. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, that's kind of hot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on
Stephanie Miller.
I say I don't like
Stephanie Miller.
But you know I'm a liar.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-TOUR. Kristen Yankton writes us, Steph, I see we're back in the dangerous toys 70s ditch again. Don't forget Baby's First Foundry. It goes great with Baby's First Bandsaw. Yes,
right.
Thank you. Dangerous 70s toys. What's the one I said? The ticking, what do you...
Time Bomb?
Time Bomb by Milton Bradley.
Right.
Okay.
Well, remember that that joke they had, and it's probably directly related to that in the original RoboCop, or RoboCop 2, I think, which was, you know, Nukem or whatever.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, right. Where the family just sits around, you know, trying to bomb each other, and then in the center this huge graphic of a mushroom cloud.
It's just called passive-aggressive much?
Yeah.
Jim, they say that Bin Laden was not armed when Special Forces... so we were wondering, did he do those little party, like, you know, guns with his hands?
Didn't
I meet you at a party?
I did this.
The guy in the commercial.
Right, so...
Yeah, you did Elvis hands? Thank you very much.
That commercial.
You said the same thing, but I did this with my hands.
Just picture him doing kind of like, I know karate, like a bad, I'm in trouble, therefore I will pretend to know karate moment.
You know,
where he just,
If there's one thing we know here at Stephanie Miller Show, that is that chicks dig house sparks. Try going on the road with them. I think any of the house sparks groupies that attend the Sexy Liberal Show would do this for you, but apparently Bin Laden's wife rushed the U.S. assaulter and was shot in the leg, but not killed, is what the actual story is.
Mm. Well, I'm sure...
See, now there's going to be a new question for commitment.
There might be a level of... get me out of here. You're going to shoot him.
Exactly.
I'm going to run past you. Yes. But if you're walking into a situation with a gun expecting, you know, people to fire back, everybody running towards you is a combatant in that moment. Even if they're trying to get past you and out the door while you kill their husband who ordered you out of a magazine.
Yeah. Jay Carney, the president's Carney, declined to offer further details on Bin Laden's behavior during the raid. Resistance did not require a firearm, he said. I wonder, you know what I bet he did? That thing from Karate Kid. I bet he did that.
Yeah, the crane technique.
Yeah, sure. You know,
I don't think he knew the crane technique. I'm going to go on a limb and say that,
no.
Body-wise, too big for it.
The Ichabod crane.
Yeah, he did the Ichabod crane. Yeah. He'd cut you with his Adam's apple.
Carney said there was a firefight throughout the 40-minute raid. We expected a great deal of resistance, and we were met with a great deal of resistance. There were many other people
who were armed
in the compound. Yeah,
right. Fine. I guess a lot of people could come in here and start shooting. They were met with passive aggressive defensive.
Let's just say Navy SEALs rock, and wow, good job. However, I mean, seriously.
I would have preferred that they captured him alive so he could go on trial at The Hague and talk in great detail about how incredibly easy the Bush administration made.
Well, that's what we were saying. Why we're hoping he got carbonite so that all that information is in his computer, including...
It's like the old Staples commercial. Oh, that was easy. Press the button.
Oh, there it is.
Look at that.
Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson. Hello, Lavender.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Luke.
Good morning.
I have a sexy Navy SEAL story to share.
Oh, aren't they all sexy stories?
Oh, my goodness. The weekend before my wedding, I had the pleasure of going to Newport, Rhode Island to go to an officer training graduation. And the time I spent at the bar afterwards on the knee of a 6'4" Navy SEAL sharing his cognac-dipped cigar was hotter than any bachelorette party could have ever been.
Wow.
All right.
It was yummy.
All right. Thank you, Lavender.
That is so Heartbreak Ridge.
Is that a euphemism, a cognac-dipped cigar? Is that something I should know about?
So.
I don't know. I don't get out
like
much.
A rusty trombone? Or...
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh.
Bill in Los Angeles. Hello, Bill.
The exact opposite.
Oh,
yeah,
hi, Bill. Hello.
Hi. I heard on the news that Chimpy McFlight suit's not going to go to the Ground Zero commemoration. And
yes.
I know why.
Why?
Because Ground Zero is a stone's throw from Wall Street, which is the geographical nexus of two of the Bush administration's biggest failures ever.
Right. And the rest of the Republican field doesn't want him standing near either of those places as like a flag of their failure.
Yeah, he declined President Obama's invitation to attend the observance at Ground Zero. All right, Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't think about Osama.
Hey, Mama. I was talking the other day after it was announced about Bin Laden's death. I was talking to a couple of people, one of whom was a staunch anti-Obama person, and we're talking about the remarkable nature of this, and the anti-Obama person goes, well, who is our president to decide who gets to live and who gets to die?
Right.
And I looked at her, and I didn't even know how to respond. I thought, why are you using my air?
Stop reading my ear. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, these people can't afford, they're so crazy. The idea of being wrong, they would say something stupid. They go, you know what? That's right.
We'll get to Judge Napolitano in Right Wing World. It's like you're going
to the right. You get far right, you're now far left.
Well,
yes.
He's just an opportunist.
Exactly.
You know, they're having the crazy auditions for Glenn Beck's spot.
No,
it's like,
I need to get
crazier.
Yeah, of course, now they're concerned with international law.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, now that the black guy's in power.
All right, John Brennan on the situation in the Situation Room. They were really having a situation in that Situation Room.
We were intensely focused on the safety and security of the assaulters that had landed in the compound, the status of the engagement with the occupants of that residence, and with some very, very tense moments. And we just were saying our prayers that everything was going to go according to plan. But as I think you can tell from the photograph, there was a period of intensity there, unlike none other that we had here at the White House to date.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well,
it's very tense, and then suddenly, oh, Biden, come on. He's trying to break. He's a prankster trying to break the tension.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop saying this is a big deal. We know.
It's a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen.
58 minutes after the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Put a whoopee cushion under Hillary. Stop it!
It's not funny. That's why she was covering her mouth in that shot. She was trying to cover her nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is. It's Hump Days with Hal.
Oh, boy.
Hal Spark, sexy liberal here. Don't let what happened to Bin Laden happen to you. No, not get shot in the eye. Miss the sexy liberal show, which was on his bucket list, we're
told.
Yeah,
it was. They found it.
Sad. Syracuse, May 14th is the next one up. Ticketmaster.com. Go get them. Eat it. Because they're going fast. They really are. Someone wrote to me yesterday. Raleigh-Durham is Saturday, June 4th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. And then we have other dates, but we can't announce them because that's classified intelligence.
Yes. We could
tell you, but we'd have to shoot you in the eye.
Exactly. Right. But you'll know when it's time for you to know. All right. So check it out. Ticketmaster.com. We have a Facebook page, Sexy Liberal. Check it out. This one. Yes, lots of requests, Hal. Sexy Liberal in L.A. I know. I know. Again, Lara, things we're working on, but you can't. Lara writes, Mama, since I know you do all your scheduling based on random emails you get from listeners, actually, yes.
That's it.
Yes, I actually do. I would like to plead with you to have the Los Angeles show before August. I'm super excited about seeing the crazy on stage, but I'll be moving to Israel at the end of July. See, her paper calendar, she'd like me to sync mine up with hers. And I think since I'm not still getting this whole teabagging thing, I might need a visual demonstration, dramatic reenactment that only you and Hal can provide. I couldn't possibly move to Israel with a gaping hole this size in my education, could I? No, Larry, you really can't. And Hal and I think that'll be a staple of the show. And it's been made into a flag, I understand. Is that on our Facebook page?
Yes.
Some people don't know exactly what it is.
I'm guessing the tea bag movement is not fond of the new flag.
You don't think
they're not
going to fly. I think it's more descriptive.
Maybe at half mast.
Well,
Hal is treading on me, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
All over you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, No.
Ours is please tread on me.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
All right, David writes, Urkel is dead. Schaft lives. Hey, Steph, the president is the man. Schaft lives. He's a bad mother. Oh, shut your mouth, David. Come on. Come on, he should have played this when he came out.
You come right out of a comic.
Best candidate gonna fix health care before it's too late. You're damn right.
Who is the man who changed the economy for the working man?
All right. No, that was back from the campaign.
Use this as a bargaining chip in negotiating with the Republicans now. It's the same. I could have you shot in the eye.
Just saying.
We're thinking about destroying Medicare. Three words. SEAL Team 6.
That'd be great.
Right. And where are you going to drop them? I don't know.
It's not going to be the gang of six anymore. It's going to be the team of six doing the negotiating from now on, my friends. You know
what I'm saying? I see what you did there.
None of these conservatives. Okay.
Paul Ryan sees helicopters circling over his house. And
okay,
himself.
Never mind. We can keep Medicare. Tax cuts for the rich. Never. You know. You're right.
You know what? That was a mistake.
No idea.
Why would you want to keep $4 billion in oil subsidies when they're making record profits? You're right. I'm gonna be.
I've seen light.
Those are all.
I've seen the light. The red little lights that appear on my forehead.
That's an awful pretty little pair of blue eyes. Budget
make
monster.
An awfully good target.
Shame if something would have happened. No, just kidding. Come on. Don't. We're kidding.
I know. It's hard not to joke. It's gallows humor, kids. That's
exactly.
All it is.
Zille in Chicago is from Pakistan. Hello, Zille. Am I saying that correctly? Probably not.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Look at that.
Hey, Steph, I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm from Pakistan, and I was born in Abbottabad.
Wow.
I was really surprised about President Obama. He pronounces Pakistan so well that he didn't pronounce Abbottabad correctly. So
say it again.
Abbott Abad. Abbott is like a British name.
Oh, it is like...
Yeah, so it's Abbott and then Abad, like, you know...
Abbott Abad. Okay.
Abbott Abad. Hey, Abbott Abad. Right, that's true.
Not Abbott Abad.
Abbott Abad.
It's just more, it's more fun to say it wrong, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Well, it's like Jalalabad. You know, Jalalabad is a really fun city name to say.
That's why you're Tom Roker.
I'm saying about too, but then it's not the right name.
Yeah. All right, say it one more time for us.
Abbott.
Thank you.
Abbott.
All right, Zillay. All right. Oh, Zillay, hang on. I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate from Pro Flowers, all right?
Look at that.
For pronouncing that right. All
for
right.
helping
Thank
us.
You.
The official
Thank
the official
you.
Pakistani pronunciation expert Translator. Of the Stephanie Miller Show.
What do you think we're fooling with that accent?
Yeah, right.
See what I did
Yeah,
there.
Remember the right wing rock mocking the president during the campaign? Who you like pronounces Pakistan? Look at the man's vatanda.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Jim, this is a first. Someone, did you see this? I won't say the name. I don't know if it's, I assume it's real. Someone actually offered to pay us to steal one of our jokes for a late night TV show.
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure they just stole it anyway, right, Chris? We didn't respond. They probably just took it anyway.
Nice
Which
the,
late night show was this on, I wonder?
Well, they didn't say. That was the thing. That's what made me
No,
suspicious.
Didn't say. Got a question for you. Someone on our staff noticed a joke on your Facebook page this morning about Osama having an iPad. I work for a late-night comedy program. We're interested in buying this joke and your AT&T service follow-up comment in the thread to use on this evening's broadcast. Let us know if you're interested. We can discuss on the phone. We expect you to take it off your Facebook page and sign a non-disclosure.
Computer says no.
Yeah, we don't sell our jokes, but sir, please feel free to steal them only like everyone else does.
Yeah. Only if we get back pay for all the jokes that have been stolen in the past
right.
six and a half years.
Four.
Jim, if you were a betting man, which bit gets on tonight? The Navy SEAL eye exam or the recycling police in L.A. with the burning garbage? Which
they
bit?
Probably
which
used
bit?
That already. That
the
answer,
taking
it.
Soccer balls. Right.
Yeah. Maybe on the live blog, start a betting pool as to which joke will end up on which late night show tonight. But that's fine. We don't care. We consider it an homage.
They keep playing this footage of Bush with a megaphone.
Yeah.
And the people that did this will hear all of you soon. And by
but,
soon, I mean well into the
several. We're on one decade delay.
Yeah. The first term of the next president. Yeah. I will be jerking around eating pretzels in a rec room and shutting down the Bin Laden desk in the intelligence gathering compound 3 years before my a year into my second term.
Yeah.
And I don't really think about him much anymore.
That's funny
now
that I think about it.
Not that important. He just
Jim, you should grab the bullhorn. We need to. We should redo that moment. We should go back in time magically in the DeLorean.
Was there a time when George?
When I say soon.
Yeah. Right.
What I actually mean is not.
We're gonna hear from all of us soon, and by soon I mean well into the next administration. By guy actually knows what he's doing. Doesn't go on vacation every 5 minutes.
Now watch this drive.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think about him.
So I don't know where he is. Nor do I, you know, I just don't spend that much time on it. To be honest with you, I'm.
Can you hear me now? This thing's on 10-year delay.
All right. The situation in the Situation Room again, John.
We had direct engagement with Leon and others, but we were able to monitor sort of minute-by-minute developments there. And the intensity, I think, of the stares on the screen show that we were concerned about where things stood and, most importantly, the safety of our assaulters.
And we noticed that Leon was getting larger.
And Leon is getting larger.
I'm sort of giddy. I'm sorry. Okay. Dennis McDonough, the deputy security advisor.
We were getting pretty regular real-time updates on the situation on the ground, and we're obviously in pretty constant contact with others in the interagency as we were getting updates off the ground.
Wow. I mean, just those pictures are intense.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine?
I was going to say, I joke about Joe Biden, but this is the thing. He's a smart guy. I mean, he's actually the one that's been right. This is what he's been saying.
Totally.
We should be doing these,
well,
you know, special operations and not, you know, decrease the military presence.
Remember John, how much crap John Kerry caught for saying that the capturing or killing of Osama bin Laden should be treated as a law enforcement issue internationally, where you work with different agencies,
right.
Track him down like you would a serial killer or any other kind of murderer, and stop straight straight bombing an entire city.
We're coming in with bombers and stuff and missiles. Look out.
But there's only one guy. There's only one guy.
Yeah, well, we'll get him up one with all the 5 million people down there.
We didn't do anything.
And it's odd how we somehow he escaped mysteriously at Tora Bora. I guess because we told them in advance.
Yeah.
Come on. If we would have told Pakistani, we'd oops, I don't know. What the hell?
Where did he go now?
I don't know.
Another empty, we raided.
He was just here.
Every time we talk to the Pakistani government, we raid another empty building.
Oh, I'm sorry. He went out for popsicles. He went out for popsicles. Damn.
No, we haven't seen him.
Probably from SEAL Team 6 after running into 9 empty buildings over the last 2 years.
He was going to die without a fudgesicle. He's only been gone like a minute. I don't know what happened.
Sir, I know I'm just a grunt on the ground, but I might want to suggest something. Perhaps you shouldn't tell these guys we're coming. Oh, that's just ridiculous. Why would you want to do that? You can't.
Here we come. We're after you. We're on your tail. We know exactly where you are. The guy just surrounded, well, except for that back part that leads to Pakistan. Oops.
Yeah, Bush was running. It would have been like the scene in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Right.
Huh? What? What the hell? All right. Hey, looky here. New poll show. Obama approval rating up. Uh-oh.
Ten points with independents. 10 points.
Yeah. A majority of Americans approve.
That wakes the independents up. Yeah, right. You got to shoot a guy to get the independents. Yeah.
Pew poll, 56% approve. That's on nearly 60%, Jim. Approval rating. Up from 47% in April. The CNN poll, he's at 52%, up from 48%. Yeah, I know. Rush Limbaugh yesterday, I heard him say, essentially...
the magic Negro.
Yeah.
But he just lies. He's like, there's a whole 1 point bump at the poll. I'm like, what? No.
There's a zero after the one.
Yes. Right. Yes. That. Well, it's again, it's that process of eliminate a detail to create another fact.
Right.
You know, like, it did go up a one. There's a one. You're absolutely right. But there's a zero after it, which is kind of a fact thing. But technically, there is a one.
Yes.
You just
one.
Don't bring up the zero.
The zero has no value. So 1%.
Speaking of numbers and Rush Limbaugh, we brought up yesterday, rather unkindly in our grief that he would probably need all of his ex-wives to be a human shield because
they have to form a wagon train around
it. It would have to be like, you know, kind of like Red Rover.
Circle the wives.
18 minutes after
the
hour.
The Native are restless. No, I shouldn't have gone to the Dominican Republic.
Okay, back with Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Here I am. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, there it is on my Facebook. Julie sent us the picture of Time Bomb, the 70s game.
Wow.
And helpfully on the top of the box, it says bang.
Yipe.
That's back when that sort of thing was funny.
I guess so. Holy smokes.
Not for use in compounds.
Right.
Okay, let's go to Cindy in Michigan. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi, Mooks. I've been hearing that disgusting right-wing talking point all morning, even on my local shows, the little local shows here, and I'm thinking, if President Barack Obama is a murderous assassin, worse than Osama bin Laden, then let's use their logic. So based on bin Laden's millionaire security and lifestyle, he would have been a top 2%er, should have gotten a huge tax break.
Yeah, exactly. That's what right-wingers wanted to do to millionaires, I'll show him.
Yeah, it's
all right. Let's dive into the right-wing world. This is the one that everybody's talking about. It really is stunning. Andrew Napolitano in the crazy off for the Glenn Beck spot, apparently.
Where will it stop? Who will President Obama kill next? Can the president now send the SEALs to kill Colonel Gaddafi, President Assad, Prime Minister Putin, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, or Kim Jong-il? Can he kill whomever is an obstacle
Snoopy?
To his purposes? Can he kill Bradley Manning or Julian Assange or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Could he kill Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or me? Can the president kill anyone who was once a friend but became our enemy?
He's a madman. He's a madman.
He's gone.
Well, he has a point. He was our friend until he became our enemy.
Mm.
When he
wow.
Well, to his credit, yeah, I don't think anybody thinks that Napolitano is their friend.
I think you got to hold your calls.
But again,
he's won the crazy off. It's hard to.
He's just an opportunist. He's now they're concerned about international law.
Yeah.
International law? I better call my lawyer.
Well, that's
now
a
warning about international law.
Totally. If you want to start caring about sovereign nations or extrajudicial assassination or illegal, military moves, that's great. But it goes into the Pez dispenser behind the ones that were ahead of it, and therefore, before you even start thinking you can put Obama on trial for anything you think might internationally be
going first.
Bush and Cheney are well ahead of him.
Oh, look what popped out of the Pez dispenser first.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look what's coming out of Mickey's mouth.
The
Bye.
Pez dispenser of justice.
Glenn Beck on the radio.
You know, what are the political ramifications? Is it possible that this was motivated by politics? And I tend not to think that, it may be the case of watch the other hand. The debt ceiling is May 16th.
Clever.
And that is devastating. I do think that it could have been played a role in destabilization of the Middle East some more. Mm-hmm. And, undo all of the, free the world up of all of its traditional allies and everything else.
The what?
Huh?
Again, talking himself into a corner, he doesn't he loses track of his own gibberish.
He's not that painter on the commercial that paints himself into a corner and then tracks paint on the way out. Because
he was just, wait a minute, about to argue that the Middle East has been stable and that Obama's going to ruin the stability.
Yeah.
Do you think that even in Glenn Beck's thought bubble every now and again,
is complete BS.
Right.
Where am I going with this? I have
no idea. Oh, my God. Holy smokes, I've never given myself my own colonoscopy before, but I accidentally just did it.
That is this not is pretty up here.
Yeah, this is...
Take a look-see. Okay.
I'm up to my own elbows.
Up to my own elbows in here.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh.
Barack Obama won the Democrat primary in big part due to his radical anti-war positions. Positions that he shared with the most extreme elements in our society.
What?
And they campaigned on undermining and destroying and ending all of it. And now they claim credit for being gutsy and courageous when none of this would have been available to them had they had their druthers.
What? Huh?
Hey.
Again.
What?
It doesn't make any sense at all. Because Barack Obama said, if we have a chance to go into Pakistan during the campaign, and he caught a lot of flack from it, both from Hillary Clinton's camp at the time, and the right wing went crazy over it, even though it's something they actually, you held them down, would totally believe.
Yeah, you know what's the opposite? You know, we always would go back and play old, like, Bush and Cheney tape. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Things Barack Obama, it's like that tape. It's just like, that's the money shot.
Yeah.
That's the opposite. Like, you can go back and find tape that makes him look even more brilliant. You're like, that's exactly what he said was the right policy.
But that's how he did it. It's like how he went back in time and put that, that birth announcement.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. Yeah. That didn't actually happen. He folded time and went back and
to make himself look smart.
In that film, and then he inserted himself.
Yeah, even though he had terrible grades, he went back in time to make himself look smart. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
When you're dancing alone, I stand behind you and go, damn!
Yes, because ass worship is contagious.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Your own private about Obama. 34 minutes after the hour. Hal Sparks looking for some new television programs.
Oh, yes. I just can announce that as a producer, show creator, I just sold a new show, The Real Housewives of SEAL Team 6.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get it on the military channel right after Future Weapons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, which...
Catherine in Tucson. Some producer's in this new car in L.A. right now going, wait a minute.
Hey.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, good morning. Speaking as a poker player and knowing that Obama is a poker player, I am very, very proud of him because when all this came down at the correspondents' dinner and everything like that, he had two aces in his hand. There were two aces on the board, and he was acting like he had a three of hearts and a five of spades in his hand or absolutely nothing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the best poker play. Yeah. Oh, man, as a poker player, I am so proud of him.
Let me just tell you, this is why Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour members Stephanie Miller and Hal Sparks could not be president, because as comedians we would feel the need for the big clothes.
Yeah.
So we would have to do that as our
last word that night would have been booyah.
You know what
I
mean?
I would have gone to the Trump joke, and then another picture of a dead Osama bin Laden
would have
popped
up
on the screen, and I would have gone, Who put up that? Wait a minute. Is that Osama bin Laden dead?
I would have said, I know I killed
good
tonight.
Good night.
Guess who's getting killed tomorrow? Booyah!
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.
Like, it would have been terrible.
All right. It would have been huge.
Huge.
Oh, my God. I love the look on his face during that whole thing. During Trump's face?
He just would have said, I know you just fired Gary Busey, but guess who I'm firing with a bullet in the eye tomorrow? Booyah!
Wow.
Can I? All right.
Huge.
That would have been huge. Okay, Sean Hannity in the right-wing world. Here we go. Sean Hannity.
This is where I find myself a little conflicted here, because this is almost the opposite of what candidate Obama said he would do.
No.
And maybe for the first time he's grown an office.
The tape.
What? No, it's on tape. This is exactly what he said he would do, and you mocked him for it.
Uh-huh.
Remember, the talking point became, oh, he's going to invade Pakistan. Oh, he's going to bomb Pakistan, which is not what he said he was. I mean, it is kind of hilarious that it literally could have been him going back in time. If you wanted to make a perfect soundbite,
right.
He said, if we have intelligence in the Pakistani, you know, people are unwilling or unable, we will kill bin Laden ourselves.
Yeah, we'll go in. And everything that the right wing would hope a president would say in that exact situation, everything that I think most, you know, the people who believe John Kerry was right in, you know, in saying this is a law and order kind of thing, Interpol does these kind of things. P.S., this idea that somehow we've extrajudicially invaded Pakistan to do this. We give them $3.6 billion a year in aid, and we have a tacit agreement with them that allows.
And they probably
use
that money to build the compound for Osama
bin Laden. No question.
And do you want gold leaf like in all the Trump buildings?
And every time we told him we were coming in, he magically vanishes.
Mm. Weird. Okay. The Deather movement continues apace with Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends.
Well, I think the liberals have transparency. I think the DNA evidence is pretty clear. I think
they're not going to believe DNA.
Wait a minute. You do not even hear Al Jazeera doubting that he was killed.
Oh, dear God.
DNA is just a piece of paper.
It's a piece
numbers
of paper.
On a piece
yeah.
of paper.
Nobody can believe that.
No. It's crazy.
I don't believe it. I
Who is Chuck Booms? Is he a porn star? Is that what he is or what he does?
He's a Cleveland radio host.
Cleveland radio host Chuck Booms.
I bet he does.
Everybody.
We need the picture, Steve. And without the picture, it's going to make people like me think maybe they actually did throw a bag over his head and get him down to Club Gitmo and let Jack Bauer have at him with some jumper cables.
Is he trying to be the new Dennis Miller?
Okay. First of all, Jack Bauer is fictional. And there may be a chance that that guy doesn't know that.
They haven't figured
Secondly,
that out.
Secondly, yeah. Nobody cares what you think. If people are going to know that people like me are going to think, no, who gives a crap?
That's why your name is Chuck Booms and you're in Cleveland.
Right.
Okay. No offense.
No offense.
All right.
Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
We love
it. Not because of Chuck Booms.
All right. Keith, right, staff, I heard Osama bin Laden was hit 3 times, 2 in the head, 1 in the chest. Really? 3 bullets? It took only 1 bullet each for the same Navy SEAL team to take down the Somali pirates. Why such a huge waste of ammo? What's up with that? No wonder we're in a fiscal crisis. You think a true leader would get her done with about 1 bullet, like in the old days.
It's the same unit that took out the pirates.
Yeah. You know what 2 extra bullets cost? No wonder. We're
We build the Chinese.
Now we got to raise the debt ceiling.
Right. P.S., you know why there's probably more bullets than necessary in Osama bin Laden? You might want to watch the end of Inglourious Bastards. when Eli Roth is shooting Hitler, there's a tendency to get a little carried away.
Richard in D.C., the official former heavy metal bass player turned bored out of his skull IT professional, the Stephanie Miller Show. So.
That's
right, Steph, Hal Mooks just read a right-wing D-bag comment on Facebook that said Obama should give credit to George Bush for following his policy. WTF, if he followed those policies, we'd have spent $1 billion in ordnance on a prolonged bombing campaign of Islamabad, then spent another trillion or so on months of ground warfare, borrowing all the money from China while lowering taxes, then declare mission accomplished from the deck of some ship off the coast of San Diego while wearing a flight suit with extra crotch stuffing. Okay, Obama wouldn't do that last part because you know. And then get our military bogged down in Pakistan for 7 or 8 more years. I kind of like this policy a smidge better. Thank you, Richard.
P.S., while Osama bin Laden would have been in Abbottabad the whole time unmolested.
Yeah.
I mean, it's arguably, That's the extra part of the Bush doctrine that would have been there, that we would have attacked Islamabad and Jalalabad, and we would have strafe-bombed them, killed lots of...
Blow up all the big cities. Just flatten them. Because it looks cool on TV.
Well, what, sir, we don't know where Osama bin Laden is.
I don't think about it. I like blowing stuff up. Boom!
Shocking. He probably walked around with that bullhorn for, I don't know, probably weeks. Mr. President, we can hear you. Could you put that thing down?
Yes,
I know that you think that was your big moment, but... Okay.
Here it is. Feedback. I love it.
Wow. He probably in every
President?
Step...
Echo.
Probably in every staff meeting, he had a bullhorn for months.
And that was like a Secret Service person going,
can you hear me now?
Pretzel?
Can you hear me now?
Would you like a pretzel, Mr. President?
Oh.
Please, Mr. President, have another pretzel.
Okay, he's out. Okay. Heimlich him and put him back in his chair.
All right.
He'll be fine.
Pakistan on Tuesday denied it gave shelter to Osama bin Laden. Right.
Osama who?
We might want to load the liar cannon. Yeah,
again.
We're going to invade Pakistan with the liar cannon.
Here's the Bush doctrine. You are either incompetent or lying.
Yes.
You sit on a throne of lies.
The White House vowed to get to the bottom of whether Pakistani authorities helped the al-Qaeda leader. Washington kept Pakistani officials in the dark, obviously, about the... I think he might have... He might have magically disappeared.
They say they didn't know he was there. Therefore, they were already in the dark. You can't make things darker than not knowing Osama bin Laden has been in your country a block and a half from a military academy.
Yeah, and he probably has
6 years.
He probably has as big an ego as Trump. Probably his name was across the compound.
Totally.
Bin Laden.
Obama land.
Osama
land. Yeah.
My compound is huge. Yeah. Huge.
Osama land.
U.S. lawmakers demanding a review.
Better hair than the Donald.
Review of the billions of dollars in aid Washington gives to Pakistan.
The
Pakistani president said some in the U.S. press have suggested that Pakistan lacked vitality in its pursuit of terrorism, or worse yet, that we are disingenuous and actually protected the terrorists we claim to be pursuing.
Where would you
Such baseless speculation doesn't reflect fact.
No, just experience.
You, sir, are a liar. Liar, your pants are on fire!
All right.
In all honesty, how do you go on television and go, that was not that was completely unnecessary. We had no idea he was here, but if we did, we wouldn't have told you. But you can't just come in here, even though we let you go into other parts of the country. We just didn't mean this part because that's where we actually. Didn't know he was. You can bomb the hills. Okay, let's do.
Condi Rice, who it should be pointed out, the worst national security failure in our history happened on her watch.
Oh yeah, her.
They are an important counterterrorism cooperation partner. We're going to continue to need them. We've captured a lot of Al Qaeda there with their help, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, by the way, back in 2003.
Peter King, Representative Peter King, Republican of New York.
The fact is, Zardari, in many ways, is not even a serious player in Pakistan today. Basically, it's the military and the ISI.
All right, and Representative Ted Poe, Republican of Texas.
They are either incompetent or complacent about the location of Osama bin Laden. It's like having John Dillinger live next door to the FBI building for 5 years and the FBI not know about it. How could that be?
Well, it can't.
Yes. Well, the answer is...
That's silly.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's like 9/11 all over again. Incompetence or complicit.
You either suck at your job or you are lying the whole time. There's no... Both are... It can't be true at the same time. Well, maybe they can, I guess, in Bush's case.
He wasn't really in charge, though.
That's true. Well, maybe that's what it was.
Junior,
Cheney was lying. Bush was incompetent. Together, they make the perfect team.
Perfect, yeah.
Hey, Junior, go out and play on the freeway. I got serious adult stuff to do.
I don't understand what's going on.
I don't get it.
Go down.
Can I just go blow something up?
Yeah, go sit down. We'll work it out. I'll tell you what you're supposed
to say. I'll play time bomb.
Don't play time bomb, no.
Go back to the kids'
table.
Don't
touch any of the stuff in my office. All that stuff is live.
Is this a World War II grenade?
Stay away from my thing.
It's an exploding snow globe.
Stay away from both the human-sized...
All right, 45 minutes after the hour. The Bin Laden pictures, we'll talk about that next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Perfect in every way because Hal Sparks is in it.
Wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Hal. 50 minutes after the hour. By the way, Hal Sparks, John Fugel saying Stephanie Miller sexy liberal show exploding across the country. I suppose we should be flattered by this, Hal.
Mm-mm.
But my first thought is let's send in a Navy SEAL team. They're scalping. They're scalping sites going up for the Sexy Liberal Show. Please, by the way, go to Ticketmaster for the actual ticket. Because I started getting these tickets like, oh, my God, it's $500. Look at
itself.
This. Yeah, this is just in from our tour director. I bet you this is the right-winger that tried to bribe him to stop booking the show.
Right.
They're scalping tickets for almost $500 apiece for the upcoming shows. Go to Ticketmaster. Go to our actual Facebook page at Sexy Liberal.
Or you can always go to the venue's actual ticket window.
Right. See, that ticks me off. People Google it, and then they get sent somehow to this scalping site, and then they think that, you know, we're charging that much. Yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we should be flattered, like when they steal jokes from us for the late-night shows.
Well, at least they let you know.
It's an homage,
They're letting you know.
Thank you, scalpers.
P.S., would you like to sell us that joke? Because if you don't, we'll just take it
anyway. We'll just take it anyway, so we were just wondering. Okay. All right. The president's carny on the the issue now is about the picture. I mean, it really is incredible that obviously people are the United States considering releasing photos and video taken during the raid as proof Bin Laden was dead, but would only do so in a thoughtful manner. I'm not sure how thoughtful it is to release a photo of anyone with a bullet through their head, but it is what it is. Is it creepy that I kind of want to see it?
I think it should be.
Really. Yeah.
Well, I think the issue becomes, and I think this is why they buried him at sea, is because he's an icon,
right?
And it could very well become a martyr. So if you'd buried him on land,
he is a martyr.
Literally. Well, it depends because he was at the time living, you know, running the money part of a certain organization.
They could build a shrine to him with or without his body.
That's true.
I love this part.
It certainly makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. No, I think it does. I love this part. The Afghan Taliban challenged the truth of Bin Laden's death, saying Washington has not provided acceptable evidence to back up their claim that he'd been killed. We could send some Navy SEALs to show you the pictures.
Right.
If you'd like.
Someone sent me something from the Mail Online. I'm not sure how Daily Mail, how reliable this is, but apparently Bin Laden's 12-year-old daughter was there and claims he was captured alive and then executed.
But I think we should listen to her, because I'm sure that the 10-year-old is absolutely correct. The president's carny on
there. There are sensitivities here in terms of the appropriateness of releasing photographs of Osama bin Laden and in the aftermath of this firefight, and we're making an evaluation about the need to do that because of the sensitivities involved.
I'm going to make a prediction that 10-year-old is going to be booked on every Fox show and then maybe get her own show.
Yeah, right.
There are legit reasons for both. There are legit closure reasons for showing the picture. There are legit reasons to not show the picture because it can be used to inflame.
They may also show photos of the burial at sea. They're still making a decision on that one as well. So, I
think they probably just dumped him overboard like bilge water. But right. I really think it would be better to capture him alive and put him on trial. And then he wouldn't be a martyr, for one. And for another, we could find out a lot of things about 9/11 that probably will.
How likely, you know, I mean, it was a pretty stunning success, this
operation.
How likely that they were going to be able to capture him alive?
Yeah, but according to the Herb, they did capture him alive. And then
the 10-year-old? Okay, but I'm not going with the report on the 10-year-old.
But he wasn't resisting. They could have captured him alive. But, you know, they had orders.
Yeah.
They were.
Well, what I think, I mean, obviously.
I think it would have been smarter to capture him
if
alive.
If that is indeed, if that is indeed the possibility, if that indeed is in the circumstance of a firefight with several people, they, you know.
But he wasn't
I have
armed,
to say,
no one
Hal, this is, one, yeah. this is so. One of those things that. You really couldn't even imagine what the right wing was going to say, but it really is one of those situations where, you know, they say if you walked on water on the Potomac, they'd say you can't swim.
Right,
if
right.
you cured cancer, they'd accuse him of destroying the pharmaceutical industry. And it's like.
This isn't about Obama, though. I'm just thinking.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm talking about the right wing.
Take him alive.
But
anyway, I think, first of all, this was the best decision to do it this way rather than. And I guess the room we were saying was about 50-50 in terms of, you know, bombing or sending in a drone, or which obviously would have been safer. Politically, I mean, you would have known, but I mean, this was, but anyway, his computer, multiple hard drives, disks, thumb drives, paper files. He has a paper calendar, we think, like me.
And his iPod, which is full of Whitney Houston and B-52s.
That's true, because he had a huge crush on Whitney Houston.
And he was, a B-52s fan.
It was, who did he have a crush on? It was, it wasn't J-Lo. He had Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
According to his ex-wife. His second mail order bride,
Tommy Mottola might have actually ordered this hit. Maybe there's going to be some more discovery about that.
Bobby Brown is in SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, sure. Ironic the B-52 thing, Hal, because you know he's now between a rock and a lobster.
Oh wow, nice.
Down.
Now I'm with you.
And if they had ordered a B-52 strike. Chris was out the entire
John
town.
Stewart said, you know, something about a future attack. And, you know, who wants to see it? Osama bin Laden, because we shot both his eyes out, and now he lives in a pineapple in the bottom of the sea.
Right.
All right. So anyway, they're now in the possession of the
it's
joint.
It's the best day ever. Wow, not so much.
Now it's the best day ever. Wow. Anyway, so they've got all that stuff, and there's British computer exploitation experts helping to suck the data off hard drives. And I was saying, I certainly hope you got
dirty.
Carbonite and typed in Stephanie in the box. So, as the FBI steps up activities domestically, the military expanding its footprint within Pakistan, according to a military official, a large number of special forces and special ops troops ready to enter the country, tracking down leads derived from intelligence before Osama's death and ready to pounce on disseminated from his media cache. The activities being lightly coordinated with the Pakistani government. I love that part.
Oops.
Eager to impress American officials that they are not protecting any other al-Qaeda leaders. They're very helpful all of a sudden.
It's the only one.
Whatever you do, don't go
in
the room.
We just missed the one.
That the bathroom off of the president's suite at the Capitol. Please don't go in there. Not that al-Zawahiri is in there using the can currently.
Stay away from Costello-stan.
Yeah, right. Just don't go anywhere near.
Don't look in there.
Yeah.
Peter in Washington State, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Peter.
Hi. I just wanted to share a quick one-liner a Facebook friend of mine posted recently.
Yes.
Bin Laden's neighbors said he seemed like a nice, quiet guy.
Yes.
Never bothered anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, so unless you were a soccer-playing child.
Proving once again that the people that live next to mass murderers are the stupidest people in the entire world. I bet you Kathy Durr lives next to a mass murderer. I'm just guessing.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
Put on your atlas tap.
Okay. Let's go to Patrick in Boston. Hi, Pat. Welcome. Hello,
hey,
Patrick.
Steph, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Stephanie, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Hey,
okay.
Listen,
all right.
Listen, I just got a gas station, and it cost me $85 to fill my tank, so I'm really thankful we got the oil guys out of the White House. But I was wondering if we could give me 30 seconds to read something on the front page of the Boston Globe, Charlie Pierce's paper. It says, hash tactics may have aided U.S. raid. It said, U.S. officials acknowledge the clues gleaned from the Bush administration's controversial network of detention centers coupled with years of patience.
Yes. All right. Well, okay. No, I'd like you to read the entire paper, but we're running out of time, but yes.
Yeah, that detail they keep rolling. A lot of intelligence came from a lot of different sources. Okay. all of it easily gotten through regular interrogation, and the most recent stuff that happened under Barack Obama in the last year was what led directly to getting it.
Thank
period.
You. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
They're going to be pushing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Does it get sexier? Larry Flynt coming up in a half an hour, and we're in the middle of Hump Days with Hal,
that
ironically.
Is such an odd combo.
It's weird. He has a book, oddly, about sex. Sex and politics.
Although, yeah, this is yet another in his series of right-wing hypocrisy-laden sex scandals.
Yes, awesome. One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History. Mm-hmm. StephanieMiller.com, the website, check it out. Please, 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 when you're looking for a sexy liberal show, go to our official Facebook page at Sexy Liberal. Tickets for all upcoming shows are at Ticketmaster. Apparently, scalping sites popping up everywhere, charging like $500 a ticket or something. So be careful. We're not that greedy hoes.
Right.
All right. Yes. Joanne in Plimpton, in fact. Steph, what a week. Public Enemy number one gets taken out. I go to my mailbox, and there are my tickets for the July 16th Sexy Liberal Show at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. Doesn't get any. Does life get any better? No. No, it does not. It does not, Joanne. This is from, the official PTA Christian stay-at-home mom, Virginia. Deep sigh from Niagara County. That's where mom is from, up the transit.
Really?
From Lockport and Cheektowaga and Tanawanda. Dear Steph, Sabres out of the playoffs. Bills eternally suck. The royal wedding's over. Osama bin Laden's dead. There's nothing left to look forward to because you do not have a date set for the Sexy Liberal Show in your homeland, Western New York. Our lives are sad and desperate. We need you here now. Please listen. Sexy Liberal Alps are working on all sorts of things that we will announce. We, as we've told you before, we have dates booked that we can't tell you about, or we'd have to send Navy SEALs to kill you.
Right.
We love you too much to have you shot in the eye.
Exactly.
So we will tell you. You will know. You are on a need-to-know basis. About the
and right now you do
show.
Not need to know.
Yes.
It's better if you don't.
The big next one is Saturday, May 14th in Syracuse, New York. Get your tickets right away for that. We are benefiting the marriage equality folks in New York, which is a huge issue there right now. In fact, somebody sent me a story, which is very sad. In Elmira, speaking of which, my neck of the woods up there, a gay activist was murdered. Mm-hmm. In Elmira, so it's because this is what's happening. Marriage equality really heating up in New York because it'll be huge.
Yeah.
If they get marriage equality there, that's the tipping point, I think.
Yep.
I bring this up, why? Because I'm making a magical segue to one of your co-stars on Queer as Folk, Peter Page, who's doing marriage equality plays here in L.A.
There you go.
Thank you, Queen Segue.
All right, son.
Good morning.
There he is.
Good morning, Peter Page.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Hal.
Hi, Peter.
For those of you that don't know, Emmett on Queer as Folk. Yay!
Yay, Emmett. Yay.
As well as a very accomplished director and a fantastic actor in everything I have ever seen Peter do. He's not only immensely real in everything that he does, but varied. In his character.
Emmett, let me just say, I used to belong to your gym, and you are a very fit gentleman.
It's true. He is very fit as well.
now you're making me blush. You're very, very,
very
much.
Buns of Steel, may I just say.
Yes.
We're
just getting anally raped on Queer as Folk for 5 years. That topic is...
It has to, yes.
By the way, you know, this is, we just did our first Sexy Liberal Show, Hal Sparks and I, in Madison, Wisconsin, Peter, and this is what life must be like for you. Some woman got her picture taken with us, and she goes, oh my God, Stephanie Miller and Michael Novotny. I can't believe it. And Hal goes, hi, I'm Hal Sparks.
It's always
happened. But my favorite is if I'm out at a gay bar and as people get a little bit drunker, they'll be like, I'm Matt.
Yeah.
I'm
Matt. Oh, God.
Yeah, you must love that. That's awesome.
You're like, actually, I'm Peter. It's nice to meet you. And then they go, I'm
Matt.
Right. Yeah. And that the problem is you can't tell the people who are being cute and are just being fannish about it versus the genuinely crazy, I don't know who's real and who's not people. So it's really hard to have a conversation.
What South Park character am I thinking of that's that annoying?
Oh, Timmy.
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 Yeah. Okay.
It's about the same thing.
Yes.
Now, you are in Standing on Ceremony, the gay marriage plays, at the Renberg Theater here at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center, which we love. It's starting Monday, this coming Monday, May 9th, right?
We've already done the first show.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Every week it's a different cast. I am the one holdover from the first show we did, which was a week ago Monday, and the second show, which is this coming Monday. Last time I did it with Amy Aquino and Harriet Harris and John Getz and Tom Everett Scott and
awesome.
I'm missing Cynthia Stevenson. And it was a fantastic, fantastic evening.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear it's great. We're having, I know, Wendy Malick and Mo Gaffney on who are in the I mean, just amazing mm-hmm. cast. And tell us, there's a bunch of different plays. Which one, what's the subject of yours?
Well, I'm in a bunch of them.
Okay.
What they did, they went out to all these amazing, amazing writers, Neil LaBute and Doug Wright and a bunch of others. And
Paul Rudnick.
They were there. And I'm sorry?
And Paul Rudnick.
And Paul Rudnick,
yep.
Exactly. And they went out to all these writers, and they all wrote these beautiful, short, little 10-minute plays about the subject of same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. And they compiled them into this really effective, surprisingly moving evening. Six actors come on, stand-up music stands, take it on sort of love letter style, and you sort of rotate in and out of several different plays. And last week I got to kiss Tom Everett Scott. This week I get to kiss Scott Wolf.
Awesome.
Wow.
Living out all of my early 20s fantasies.
Yeah, sucks to be you, dude. All right. Emmett, they tell me you have to go. You have
Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just did it.
You did it.
I just did it.
Oh, no.
See?
You just did it.
I am so sorry, Peter. I suck. Okay. It is the Standing on Ceremony, the gay marriage plays at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center. We have a link up to it?
Yeah.
Or yes, on StephanieMiller.com. Peter, great to see you. I will see your buns of steel back at the gym soon, I'm sure.
Please accost me and fondle them.
Indeed, I will.
I need the action.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Cheers, Peter. Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right. There we go.
Thank you.
Michael Novotny. Yeah, that woman was really over the top about it, though. She was so excited.
Yeah, she was also hammered.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people ask me why I do the VH1 I Love This. You know, I love the 80s and all that stuff. The main reason I did it was because I went from being a talk soup guy to Michael. And I went eventually, as a product, as a business, people are going to need to know my real name and who I am as
a
person.
See, this is why I forced you into labor on the Sexy Liberal show to give you your name back.
Thank you.
Except now they'll just yell Sexy Liberal.
That's true. Which is a good label to have.
Yes, but he's playing himself in the Sexy Liberal show.
Exactly,
you know.
Right.
All right.
So
the death of Bin Laden and the expectation of a trove of intelligence derived from his computers caused the FBI to ramp up its efforts to prevent a terrorist attack. A lot of, fear, obviously, that there would be a revenge. They're back on post 9/11 war footing, said one senior counterterrorism official. Potential terrorism suspects might be arrested on valid charges not related to terrorism to keep them off the streets. Mm-hmm. I love that. You have a headline out. Just get
right.
Yeah, well, an unpaid parking ticket.
One of the other right-wing freak-out talking points that you're hearing is, what about all the revenge stuff we're going to get from killing this guy? Didn't they think about that?
Yeah, so we shouldn't have killed him. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Let me see. Would they have been any worse than the murder of innocents that he was planning to have happen while he was alive? I'll tell you, no, because there will be fewer of them.
Yes.
I'm sure he was still planning on blowing up innocent people and killing lots of people.
An FBI spokesman said, while there are no specific Bin Laden-related threats at this time, every logical and prudent step being taken to mitigate any developing threats.
Whatever. Prepping. So ridiculous. Why would you want to prepare for events that might occur before they do? I mean, that's dumb. What a waste of money.
Just wing it like the Bush administration did.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on vacation. I'll read this memo next week.
The government doesn't need any extra money to prepare for situations that are going to occur, like hurricanes or terrorist activity.
You covered your ass now. Skit.
Skit.
Skit. Come on, scat. Is there any word that President Bush actually said scat to the person that brought him the memo?
Ew.
Be careful how you say that word.
Yeah,
it's a whole different...
but I can't see Dick Cheney's
You're getting into Scatorum territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scatological humor?
No, but I think I can imagine Dick Cheney actually using that in sort of the traditional sense. Scat! Get out of here, Bush. You're bothering me.
Scram.
Scram.
Go away. Go away. Did you bother me?
I'm trying to create a false flag.
The president's carney said the killing of Bin Laden not likely to affect the timetable for bringing American troops out of Afghanistan, adding the goal of a drawdown in July remains. But we were saying that, you know, for all the, you know, mocking that Joe Biden takes, this is likely to strengthen his hand. And several other White House officials who long argued the U.S. should shrink its footprint in Afghanistan, abandon its manpower-intensive counterinsurgency, and instead use, hello, CIA paramilitary operatives and special elite special operations forces like Navy SEALs to mount targeted counter-terror strikes both inside Afghanistan and Pakistan. I mean, that's the key thing, isn't it? Is what we've been saying for a while is Al-Qaeda is largely not in Afghanistan anymore. They're
right.
In Pakistan.
Yep.
So, and, you know, if we've learned
with
anything, you don't attack Pakistan now. I mean, this is the problem with the shock and awe military might kind of strategy
right.
of the Bush administration. CIA Director Leon Panetta, who has gotten larger, he is now succeeding Robert
Leon
Gates at the Pentagon.
Leon is getting larger.
Well, it's a larger job.
Mm-hmm.
He largely shares Biden's beliefs. Interesting. In the administration's restructuring of the national security team, removes the architects of the current Afghan war strategy, replaces them with officials who are less wedded to the notion of maintaining this counterinsurgency campaign and perhaps more willing to contemplate a deeper and faster military withdrawal, which I think would be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
One thing they're saying, the X factor is the possibility of Al-Qaeda mounting a new attack in the U.S., which, boy.
But again,
and if it's traced back to Afghanistan or Pakistan, blah, 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 then the entire political calculus changes again.
World War
III.
Well, but and ultimately, though, the idea that somehow the right wing is arguing that we shouldn't have gone after, sought, or killed Osama bin Laden strictly because of retaliatory attacks possible by Al-Qaeda, as if...
Yeah.
Well, as long as you leave Osama bin Laden alone, we won't blow up anything. It's absurd. That hasn't worked as a plan,
clearly. Sounds like negotiating with terrorists to me.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like being a skirt.
Mm.
That sounds like the terrorists winning to me.
Curious that.
Mm. Shopping, such a better strategy. Anti-terrorism strategy.
Go back to the mall,
thank you,
America.
President Bush. I got a great deal on a pair of shoes. Representative, Mama's got
Made
some new shoes.
You're welcome.
Mama, excuse me, Nancy Pelosi.
We are on a track to come home from Afghanistan beginning July 2011. We begin that path. I was there over St. Patrick's weekend and visited our troops there at that time. And what I saw was a preparation for our downsizing in Afghanistan and a turn to what our civilian presence might be there after we deploy out of Afghanistan militarily. So the change is in the air there, and now it is even more so in light of the...
It's back. Waterboarding. 18 minutes after the... Everything old is new again. We'll talk about the waterboarding debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
That's what the Navy SEALs were singing when they were in the cop out.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
No,
do you like it like this?
No.
How about that?
Take it to dark.
24.
How about now?
Better or worse? Or worse. Much worse.
It's the Navy SEAL eye exam. Go ahead. Steal the bit. All right. Better or worse now. Better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an E? No, it's an O from the Obama campaign poster.
Right.
Whoop-shoo. All right. Hey, want to hear a great album? Check out What the Funk by Niels. It's been at the top of the smooth jazz charts. You can hear why. Available at iTunes and Amazon. If you'd like to sponsor an hour of the Stephanie Miller Show, go to stephaniemiller.com.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
All right. Not only could Hal Sparks and I not be president because we are entirely too chatty.
Yeah.
And we would have had to tell somebody about this or use it as a closing line of our White House correspondence dinner routine.
I've had time to think about it. It would have been my opener.
I just don't have the president's cool. Did you see when it was confirmed? Mm-hmm. All he said very coolly is, "We got him." You and I would have been chest bumping.
Right.
I would have been like, "Booyah!" I would have I would have chest bumped Hillary Clinton. Yes, woo! I'm the man.
I would have. Never mind.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I would have felt the freedom to have every scandal every president had had before me, in an hour and a half. Just like, okay, bring me some interns. I want
Oh, boy. All right. So the right-wingers are at it again, saying we got this information because of waterboarding, which...
You're a lying sack of crap.
Okay.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid.
Wow. Crap. Despite the fact that cheese and crackers, guess who was even disputed, who was even shot that down? Donald Rumsfeld.
Wow.
Said we did not obtain it through... Mm-hmm. Harsh interrogation.
Stars and garters. My goodness gracious.
Selling my book, Known Unknowns, which is, that's really the name of his book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is perfect for how stupid his methodology
was. How many things
was.
He doesn't know. Yeah. Yes, Jay Carney.
To suggest that a piece of information that may or may not have been gathered in 8 years ago somehow directly led to a successful mission on Sunday. That's just not the case.
That's just not the case.
Senate Intelligence Chair, information that led to Bin Laden's killing did not come from torture. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
To the best of our knowledge, based on a look, none of it came as a result of harsh interrogation practices.
Asked whether she considers the Bin Laden killing any kind of vindication of the Bush-era torture program, she said absolutely not. I do not. I happen to know a good deal about how those interrogations were conducted. In my view, nothing justifies the kind of procedures that were used.
Mm-hmm. And they got bad information.
Yeah. Yes, well, exactly. That was the whole thing. I've said this all along, but I think when the interrogators, the people who actually do the legit interrogations, came to the Bush administration and said, the problem with enhanced interrogation, waterboarding, those kind of things, is that these people will say anything you want to hear to get it to stop.
Whether
it's true or not. Most of the time it isn't. They will just start making up details. 95% of it is totally unusual, and the other 5% is completely suspect. We can't use it. They will just say whatever you want them to say. And Dick Cheney went, oh, good.
Good.
Here's what I want him to say. Yeah. Waterboard this guy until he says this, and this.
Exactly.
And then I can say, we got this actionable intelligence from interrogation.
Right.
Hal, this is, as happy clappy liberals, what irritates the bejesus out of us. You know, what they always call just the mainstream media, the Washington Post, it's just interesting. They call his approval rating jumped 9 points, and they called it limited. What? It's remained steady for 18 months. It suddenly jumped, up 9 points.
Well, could have been
the Post headline, Osama bin Laden gives Obama quick but limited ratings boost.
Limited.
The newspaper does not include the fact that this is the largest increase from one poll to the next of Obama's entire presidency. It's just going, can we not all just give the guy credit?
Well, it wasn't a million points.
Yeah, it wasn't a million.
So, technically, all polls would have to be a million because if you're operating in a percent, per 100 would be a limitation.
It was limited to single digits.
Yeah. Nothing is stopping the right wing. Andrew Breitbart, our good friend, the headline is Meet the Deathers, which sounds like a new cartoon.
The Deathers, they don't believe anything they see.
Starring Paul Ryan.
Deathers. Yeah, that's Deathers. Out there everywhere that Osama might not really be dead. That's I'm just saying.
Francisco Franco, I'm pretty sure, is still dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, here's the new crazy. Are you ready for this one? Islamophobic crank Pam Geller is now reporting Obama didn't actually want to kill Osama bin Laden, but the military overruled the commander-in-chief and conducted the mission anyway.
That's sedition. That's illegal.
Killing of Osama bin Laden was, in fact, a coup within the Obama White House, she reports.
Who's
on
this?
Fox News.
Pam Geller,
the crazy.
Wow.
Oh boy! That's the other. And the Navy SEALs are just an improv group now.
Right.
Apparently, they don't really take orders from anybody.
We take them out to dinner or shoot them in the head?
29 minutes after the hour. Larry Flint next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, there's enough tuna and Merlot to last me 2 weeks. But where would I pee? Oh, I'll just go in the empty bottles. Yay.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Haven't talked to my old friend in a while, and he has a new book out, One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History. Larry Flint, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephanie. I was thinking you didn't love me anymore.
Oh. I haven't heard from you in a while. I love you in the dirtiest way possible, and you know that.
That's saying a lot.
And I miss that creepy laugh. I really do. This new book looks fabulous. There's stuff in here I had never heard about. A gay love affair between President James Buchanan and Senator William King aided the secession movement?
He was our first gay president. You know, you would think if somebody was gay that they would identify with people who were oppressed, but not him. I mean, he was a staunch segregationist and a big slave guy, you know.
Wow. Ben Franklin saved the American Revolution by seducing French women. Tell us about that.
Well, it was important that we have some financial support badly. We desperately needed it from France. So Franklin was sent there as an ambassador, and he did manage to seduce all the right women and keep the right company, and he was able to get support from the French, and that was an instrumental part in winning the war. As a matter of fact, we would not have been able to do it without Franklin.
Wow. Now, and obviously, you know, a lot of stuff we've heard rumors about lesbian relationships that inspired Eleanor Roosevelt to become a crusader for equal rights. What's that all about?
You know, those papers were first leaked a few years ago, and it was a shocker to everybody, but Eleanor never had anything to do with Franklin after she caught him in 1919 having an affair with Lucy Mercer, her social secretary. So she established a relationship with some feminists and lesbians in New York, and had an ongoing relationship. Another one that really brought her out of her shell, because at that particular time, Eleanor, she wasn't for women's rights. It was women's suffrage. She wasn't for equal rights. She totally turned around completely after she got involved with the people I just mentioned.
Wow. Well, you know, basically the book is about how these private sex scandals have, you know, really in some ways really surprisingly shaped our public policies. I mean, you spoke out a lot about that during the Clinton thing.
What I wanted to do when I decided I was going to do this book, the key focus was not just reporting on past presidents' sex life, but to actually see how the first ladies, mistresses, and lovers had actually affected politics and policy.
Yeah. It says that, you know, on the jacket, I love what you say. Along the way, you explore the origins of Americans' fascination with sex scandals, explain how we can put aside our political moralism and begin focusing on the real problems that threaten our nation. I mean, I think that's really true, that there's such a fascination with people's private lives, and we have such huge public problems right now.
Yeah, you know, that's so true. But when Americans have a knee-jerk attitude towards sex, they're not as laid back as the Europeans. They can learn a lot from them. You know, the strongest single driving force that we have is survival, and next to that, it's sex. So sex plays an enormous part in our life.
Well, and if it didn't, you'd be out of business, sir, should I just say.
We know very little about it. That's the problem.
Yep. Well, I love this book, and I love you. You're going to be at Book Soup Wednesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. That's tonight, correct?
Yes.
Signing books. The book is One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History. Great to talk to you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, there he goes. There he goes.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what Maryland did for me. No, I don't. Rather,
I'm sure you didn't do it.
Oh, heavens. All right.
By the way, I want that book when you're done with it.
Well, I think that goes without
I wish
saying.
People could stop paying attention to our private lives, frankly. Frankly, you should cut it out, frankly. Frankly. Just vote for me.
Carol in Texas on the Osama bin Laden. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Steph. Thank you for another happy morning that you have given me.
Thank you.
You and Hal, and I think
think it's Jim today.
Yeah, Jim's here every day.
Well, I love Jim too, but you know, I can't really agree with you, Jim, on the theory of bringing Bin Laden to trial. And I think that had we captured him alive and brought him back to the United States, number one, I'm not sure that the Saudis and the Bush relationship would have allowed us, and even our own relationship with the Middle East totally, to put him on trial. I just don't see it happening. And watching Bush skip around with, you know, the Saudi princes mm-hmm. and all that good stuff, you know, holding and kissing hands and
I was
and
saying
whatever.
He should be tried in The Hague.
Well, you know, that's a good thought. I hadn't thought about that, but you know what? I just think that the Saudis probably said, you know, if you get him, take him out because it's going to be a big embarrassment to the family.
Well, I mean, and Carol, the other thing is, you know, if we're going, you're going to trust whatever Osama bin Laden says as being the truth.
Right.
I mean, I think he got the bullet he deserved. Chris in Yankton, Jim. By the way, I forgot to show you that. Yeah, guys, I bet W took his bullhorn even when he was coloring on Ruggie. Scribble with the Crayolas for a minute, then talk tough into the bullhorn for a few minutes, then back to coloring.
Little Ruggie. So optimistical. He's playing with the crayons. Ooh, grape. It's grapey. It's my favorite.
That's what...
Hey, Bin Laden, come and get you. I'm going to get you. Somebody will. Probably not me. Probably here on the rug.
What's the president doing in there right now? He gets out the little plastic figures. He does this every day.
Yeah, I think he had the little toy soldiers on Ruggie, yeah. And that's pretty much how he planned. Yeah.
Is he coming out today?
Shock and awe.
Probably best thing.
And then Chris says right before he probably spilled high C juice box all over everything. Grapey and sticky.
It's grapey. I'm going to shuck it right out of the rug.
Nance.
Lindy.
Nancy in Chicago. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mama. Hi, Mooks.
Hello. Go ahead.
I've heard that sound clip you did of George Bush. I've heard that so much in the last few days, and I thought it was so disrespectful at the time that he did it, and I still think so. And the most shocking thing about that clip were the words, to be honest with you.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't care about Bin Laden.
Yeah, like how refreshing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. Do you remember how you thought, I wonder what the 9/11 families think? Really? You don't
absolutely.
Care?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't think about them? Don't spend much time on them.
And the way he tossed it off with a shrug, it's one thing to go, you could literally see a president, in all legitimacy, whether you think it's right or not, say, well, Al-Qaeda is bigger than one man. We are seeking everybody who's involved in this organization. We're not specializing in looking for one guy. We are trying to tear this organization apart. That's
no, it's a guy. It's
what
a
he
guy.
Did was go, I don't really care.
It's a, this what? Macho bluster kind of guy when he can't do something. I don't care. I don't want to do it anyway.
Yeah,
I could,
stupid game anyways. Yeah. Who cares?
I don't care.
I wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
It's like when you trip and go, I meant to do that. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Bush politically trips on his own feet and then looks back at the sidewalk to blame, crevices. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, when is Larry Flint going to write a chapter about Karl Rove and RJRs in Washington?
My favorite right-wing conspiracy of all of the ones out there. The pro-Obama chants at the rally Sunday night, part of an AstroTurf conspiracy, according to conservative bloggers.
It's cold projection. Oh, right. They bust people in because they knew...
Alex Jones' website claims Bin Laden's body has been frozen for nearly a decade. Probably right next to Walt Disney's head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw that Columbo episode.
Find him in your grocer's freezer section.
Right.
Wow, Andrew Breitbart's website floating the idea that Bin Laden was not actually killed. The body should be digitally scanned. Oh, like at a supermarket? And then displayed for public inspection.
Yeah, they want a 3D model like Minority Report or something where everybody can... Look at the holes. All of them.
In the midst of the death or conspiracy theory, some conservative bloggers conjuring fantasies about the spontaneous rally outside the White House Sunday night. Several times during the night, attendees broke out in chants of 4 more years, and yes, we can. One right-wing blogger thinks the pro-Obama chant is part of an orchestrated effort by the left to manufacture support for the White House. Yeah, we had to gin up all that people being happy over Osama bin Laden being killed, like anyone would naturally feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, writing nothing is a tragedy. Osama bin Laden is no more.
AstroTurf crowd at White House chants four more years, he writes. The jubilant crowd must have been planned by the left. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sure they were drugged and hypnotized.
I love that. It's something to prove the White House leaked the bin Laden announcement early to its 20-something political supporters so they could turn up and shout four more years. Yeah, they risked blowing the whole
Yeah.
Just by the way, don't forget to chat. Yes, we can.
Just don't tell anybody.
Maybe we should change the slogan for 2012 to Yes, He Did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
We have a new jingle from Ken in Cleveland.
What is it?
It's just a little thing for a bada bad.
A bada bad. A bada bad. A bada bad. A bada bad. A bada bad.
All the kids are doing it.
The bada bad.
Come on.
In all
you
fairness,
cannot shake your booty. Thank you,
you
Ken.
You can do that song to almost any city in Pakistan.
Islamabad.
Jalalabad. Islamabad.
Costellistan.
Can I just say one thing? We have the silliest little radio show with the silliest little listeners in the world, and we love you, each and every one of you. Okay, we're playing that when we come back.
That's
all right, 45.
That's going to be an earworm for everybody.
Oh, man. 45. See, bada bada bop.
Bada bada
bada bada bada
bada bada bada bada
bada bada bada bada bada. All right.
Pecan pie.
I don't know.
What?
I was thinking of the when Harry met Sally scene.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Right, I'm with you. Right. I know. It makes no sense, but I understand.
Paprikash.
Yeah.
Paprikash. Mark Park. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You turned into Dennis Miller.
Oh, that is like magic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Aha! It is the Stephanie Miller Show in the midst of Hump Days with Hal. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. By the way, our tour director for the Sexy Liberal Show, Roland, very funny. He says we have a bada bod booked.
Yeah.
We have a nice big room, nice big compound to play in a bada bod.
Yeah, they freed up a new
Pakistan.
Someplace there is like suddenly available
for
shows.
Yes, and
absolutely.
Yes, and
there's no phone or internet though.
And we already have our theme song.
The bada bod. The bada bod.
The Sexy Liberal Show is coming to a bada bod with the Ecclesiastical Son, John Fugelsang, the Rocker Son, Hal Sparks, and Mama herself.
The bada bod.
Stephanie Miller. Get your tickets to Ticketmaster.
Woo!
That's great. Nice.
Thank you, Ken.
Keep your hands
the
over bada bod.
The bada bod bop. Yeah, by the way, does the Sex Liberal Show have a fleet of helicopters and SEALs yet? Because we need to go catch some scalpers. They're scalping tickets.
Yeah.
Roland writes, tickets for Row L and the orchestra in Durham, as you can see at the scalp site, are being scalped for $452 each.
Whoa,
those no-fee
dollars.
Ticket services are scalping services. Yes, no fee, but $410 over the ticket price of $45. Oh! I only had some Navy SEALs. Why, I oughta.
It's almost like they're buying them just to sit on them and keep them from getting filled so they can go, well, nobody wanted to show up.
See? No one. There's no audience for Libra.
Because
We bought the tickets and made sure they remained
empty. Oh, my God. That's a conspiracy. Maybe the Koch brothers are buying up seats so it'll be empty theaters. All right, I'm getting it. See, it's been so conspiratorial lately. I'm just sucked into this.
It's probably true, though.
Tell you what, if that happens and if that's what they're doing and you bought crap seats and you're sitting in the back because the Koch brothers managed to buy those up and we find that out, we will have a moment in the show where we go, everybody move up a little.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful.
Go
to Ticketmaster for all of the upcoming shows.
To the actual venues.
I'm guessing we don't have a fleet of helicopters in that you and I and John Fugelsang were jammed into a very small Volvo. In Madison, which the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money.
Yeah.
Drove around.
Never get into the car of a man having a horrible midlife crisis.
Yeah.
a rental car because he's trying to pick up a strange piece of tail in a odd city, and he's going to try the hottest car he can come up with, which is based on his 1982 standard, what a hot car is.
A Volvo?
Yeah, it was a Volvo coupe.
All right,
mind
one
you,
last one.
A coupe.
The headline is, they just can't turn off the Obama hate. The professional Obama haters in right-wing media. Mm-hmm. Two particularly disturbing examples. Emily Miller at the Washington Times. They're just these snarky, like, they're criticizing the speech and the way he did it. And he concluded his scripted remarks, which he read from a teleprompter. Who cares? Osama bin Laden's dead. I just love this.
No, just kill the word. I'm going to wing it.
Yeah, so when he quoted the Pledge of Allegiance, she writes, talking points aside, the suddenly religious president started his Sunday morning as he usually does, skipping church to go hit the golf links. That was the other talking point. Oh, he played golf. Yeah, well, you know, any day that you play golf and kill bin Laden, let me know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yes, the Washington Times unloaded on the president for quoting the Pledge of Allegiance. They said, oh, this suddenly is this soaring spiritual words. He was quoting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. Which I know, by the way, I loved, because you knew he did it just to grunt, like, oh, man, they just hate that. They're just co-opting that BS patriotism that they always use, you know, and going, no, we actually kind of believe in the potential for every American, not just the ones who already got theirs. I mean, this is...
They're pointing out in the article, that in both angry missives, they display more contempt for Obama than they do bin Laden. I mean, where we're at.
Well, and they put him on the same footing as Bradley Manning. They're literally saying that Napolitano is saying, you know, if Obama's willing to kill Osama bin Laden, then he's willing to kill Bradley Manning. These are the same level of people as far as he's concerned. And himself. Napolitano's like, me, Bradley Manning, Osama bin Laden, you know, any of the three of us could be. It's madness.
Here's my favorite conspiracy that leads us into Celebrity Stack. Why was The Rock one of the first to know about Osama bin Laden's death?
Because he probably has SEAL team fame.
Yes. Number of bloggers seized upon a vague tweet by Fast Five co-star The Rock as proof that he knew about Osama bin Laden's death maybe nearly 45 minutes before the rest of us.
I think he smelled what the president was cooking. I think that's what it
is. He's The Rock Obama.
That's right.
Because when Barack Obama gets angry. All right, bye. Okay. David Letterman, Donald Trump feud continues. Good. Donald Trump canceled. David Letterman said he would make him apologize. Not a good week for Donald Trump.
P.S. While I'm making fun of the fact that the biggest decision you made all week was firing Gary Busey, I was having to decide between a drone attack or sending soldiers in to kill Osama bin Laden. While still being able to make jokes out of him, and you can't even take a joke with that hairdo.
Yeah, bad week for Trump and for Charlie Sheen, who lost one of his goddesses. But he toured the tornado damage in Alabama, so now I think much better of him.
Oh,
He's trying to rehabilitate it. Okay. A rep for Tom Cruise denied claims the actor is trying to stop the production of a movie that would reveal secrets of Scientology. I just did the story so you would yell.
Glip.
No. So you would yell, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Thank you.
I know. Right. No, 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 no.
That's Oprah's couch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Johnny Depp loves drinking with Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards.
As opposed to what?
Do you think when he's drunk he slurs? He can understand what he's... He said, I'm a wine man, and I do like a good glass of red, so I have my glass of wine, and Keith would have his usual. I have no idea what it is, because it looks like nuclear waste, and it's a combination only he would know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, just sometimes just the headline. Lindsay Lohan might teach acting classes at a homeless shelter.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she'll teach them how to act like they have a home. Maybe that's what it's all about.
Curious that.
Yes, Andy Dick, still a mess.
Oh,
the aptly named.
Reader says police were called to a restaurant in Temecula, where everybody goes to party.
Oh, wow.
After Andy conducted himself in a disorderly way while under the influence of alcohol. D-listed writing, I'm sure Andy in the corner stuck his in somebody's burrito and did a shot off a stranger's head without asking. The usual. On a positive note, his mugshot is the best I've seen him look in a long time.
Beats writing.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, you could sit at home and craft high-level entertainment for mass audiences that is both cutting-edge, intelligent, and basically almost career defining, or you could just go out and take a crap in a Denny's.
Yes.
And in this society, pretty much whatever. Yeah.
It's performance art.
Yeah.
It's
exactly. Ten people will have 10 different opinions about your jokes. But take a crap in a Denny's and everybody agrees it was a smart
move. Stephanie Miller Show would like to point out that we are not encouraging anybody to go take a crap in a Denny's.
Yeah, unless you want to be famous.
That was a joke. Okay, that's it for us. That was another fabulous Hump Days with Hal Sparks. HalSparks.com, the website.
And I'll be at the Improv here in Los Angeles this Friday and Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Yeah, my only, besides Sexy Liberal, the only LA shows.
All right, see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.